We are turning today once again to the chapter 30 of Isaiah. In a previous message, we have been looking at some of the great lights that shall be lit never to go out, and the glory of the God-man, as he wears not again the crown of thorns, but he's crowned with the crown of treasures. And we have been looking at the difference between the world of eternity when Christ shall reign, in the world that we have today. But I want to continue in this 30th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And I want you to note some further important things concerning the time when Jesus comes again. I am also reminded that the very same Spirit was abroad before Jesus came the first time. The religious authorities, the empire of the Caesars, and the whole dark world hated, denied, attacked the very doctrine of the first coming of Christ. But he came, and everything they denied that they couldn't do, he did. And one day, after they had slain him and drawn the blood from his veins and saw him rested in a tomb, one day, the third day, he rose again. I can see the millions of angels all leaning on the walls of heaven. What are they waiting for? They're waiting for Christ rising from the dead. What happened in heaven did not happen on earth. On earth, it was just a few people. And some of them could hardly believe that Christ was risen. But when Christ comes again, it's going to be different. Everybody saved by grace will be marching to Zion, the beautiful city. And every unholy thing upon this earth, and unholy man and woman and children, and all the unholy nations of an unholy earth will be lined up for judgment. And when that judgment is passed, they are removed to their final great prison house. Then shall the saints start the songs that shall go on forever. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. And the amazing thing, that we're going to be all like one another. And yet it'll be such a likeness that the likeness of the impurely will still be distinct. It'll be impurely like Christ. Not because there's anything good in me, but because everything good is in Christ. The love that Jesus had for me, to suffer on the cruel tree, that I ransomed soul might be, is more than tongue can tell. The deeper sorrow that he bore, and oh, the cross that he carried, was more than tongue can tell. Oh, it is wonderful to think of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The world's adding sin to sin, rebellion to rebellion, wickedness to wickedness, and bloodshed to bloodshed. But thank God that is going to cease. Thank God the time of sinning for the sinner will be over, and the time of the sentencing will have arrived. But we who are alive and remain are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. You know, I have smiled as I've sat at my sat at my screen, and they talked about space, and they talked about will we ever conquer space? Sure, one day we'll be away conquering space, climbing for millions and millions of miles to God's great country beyond the blue. I has not seen that country. Oh, we see the outline of it. We see a part of the rim of it, but that's all. I tell you, if the rim's so good, what must the real heaven be like? But you know, you can have a beautiful house, and you can have wonderful accommodation, but it would be all useless, except you had beautiful people to occupy. Christ is the great head of the church. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. And the sweetness of heaven is Jesus. Give me Jesus, Jesus only. That's what we're saying as believers. On one day that will be absolutely confirmed. We'll see Jesus, we'll be like Jesus, and we'll be with Jesus forever and ever. Godspeed that day. We were looking in the last message at the mystery of the second coming of our Lord Jesus. But now we've come back to chapter 30 of Isaiah, and we have looked again at that great chapter and what a chapter it is. But there's something in the chapter that I think is wonderful. It's verse 19 of the 30th chapter of Isaiah. And we'll look at verse 18 first. And therefore will the Lord wait. Think of it. The Lord held up and waiting. Because he wants to be gracious unto you. And therefore, listen to this. Will he be exalted? The Lord is going to be changed. Of course, he's exalted now. But the full splendor of the exalted Christ will not come until all the saved ones be gathered in. My dear brother and sister in the Lord, you'll not miss it. You'll not miss it. He's holding back. Isn't that wonderful? And it's going to be a mercy hold. No wrath here. It says here that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. It's not waiting upon him, but waiting for him. I know it takes a very long time for the monarch of England on the day of coronation to have everything done, fitted for the march out to receive the golden crown. But you know that there is as nothing, nothing to what the waiting will be like. Waiting for the Lord to take his crown. Waiting for the Lord to speak his words of truth. Waiting for the Lord to shed forth over the great multitude, his sweet presence. To see an end of sin and the never ending of the appearance of glory. Oh, that will be glory for me. Glory for me, glory for me. And by his grace, I shall look on his face. That will be glory for me. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue with a devouring fire. And his breath is an overflowing stream, reaching to the midst of the lake, to sift the nations with this sheaf and sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. But ye shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord. to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord, listen, shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a divining fire, with scattering and tempests and hailstones, and through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. And in every place where the ground at staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with the tabrets and harps and the battles of shaking, with will he fight with it. For the prophet is ordained of old. Yea, the king is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. And the breath of the Lord, like a steam of brimstone, shall kindle it. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. Judgment will be rapid, quick, and the hour for judgment will pass. But thank God, we're not going to read a calendar about days and weeks and years and centuries and millenniums. We'll never say goodbye in heaven. We'll never say goodbye. For in that place of joy and song, we'll never say goodbye. But we'll only not be able to say goodbye, because one did say goodbye to it, our Savior. He came from the brightest of glory. His blood as a ransom he shed. He purchased eternal redemption. And oh, he is mighty to stay and see it. I will hold this faith. And I will say, Lord Jesus, you left heaven for me. Lord Jesus, you were despised and rejected of men for me. Lord Jesus, I was a filthy sinner. I deserved hell and darkness and the pit. But you put the fires out for me. You were burned for me. You died for me. And thank God you brought me home. What a great thing to come to Jesus' home. And that home is going to be mine for all he He makes the path grow brighter every passing day. He makes the burden lighter all along the way. His word is my desire, his will I now be. And all the time I'll be singing glory. And if you are in heaven, as I hope you will be, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, you'll hear me shouting and you'll say, who's that? And a man called Peter Well, say, you ought to know. That's that fella Paisley that gave all the trouble down there on the earth, and he's up here. And oh, we like to hear him. He shouts loud about his Lord, and so do I. What a wonderful thing is the gospel. Christ came one time to be bruised and crucified. He's coming back again to be exalted and worshipped. And we will all say, oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Wonderful heavenly peace is mine. Before, because of what Christ did for me. Everyone listening to me today needs to make sure that they have been born again. The new birth is the imperative for every sinner. Ye must be born again. And if you're not born again, you're condemned and you'll be damned forever, evermore. We are, however, brought to the almighty power of regeneration and the grace that it brings. God's free grace is the only healing for a corrupted sinner. In verse 14, we find this glorious action of the great grace of God Almighty, the power and the deception of hell is smashed forever by all the mastery grace of God's cleansing grace. Verses 13 and 14 of this great 30th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. What does it say? Listen. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh and suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken into pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting it a shred to take up from the hearth, or to take the water withal out of the hearth. I want you to think about that. There's not to be a shred left of all my sinning. It's gone forever. We'll all be sinless up there in heaven. We'll sin and sigh no more. Nothing can stand up to God when he draws his sword of judgment. The facts and fire of God's judgment are amazing. The Almighty God will destroy all his enemies. He will deliver all the believing sinners by sovereign grace alone. Who is a pardoning God like thee, who has grace so rich and free? I sing, said the hymn writer, I sing the birth that was born, the author both of life and light, the angels so did sound it, and like the ravished shepherds said, who saw the light and were afraid, yet searched and true they found it. The Son of God, the eternal King, that did us all salvation bring, and freed the soul from danger, he whom the whole world could not take, the Word which heaven and earth did make, was now laid in a manger. What comfort by him do we win, who made himself the price of sin, to make us heirs of God, to see his Bible, to see this babe, all innocent, a martyr born in our defence? Can man forget the stars? What is it? What an experience it is. To the one who made all the stars, he finished atonement for our soul. The new birth, it came from the cross to you and to me. The time of glorious victory. The breaking of all his enemies. The saving of our souls by the shedding of his blood. Oh, what a wonderful day that was. He was indeed a burning light. I'll tell you something. It was lit that can never be put out. When we saw for the first time our Savior, he was a glorious Lord. The life of Christ is marked by the exchange of the cradle for the cross. And now the cross is exchanged for the crown. I saw him all arrayed with glory and grandeur above, the King in his beauty displayed, his beauty of holiest love. I will through his grace to be there, where Jesus has mixed his abode. Oh, when shall we meet in the air, and fly to the mountain of God? With him I on Zion shall stand, for Jesus hath spoken the word. The breadth of Emmanuel's land, surveyed by the light of the Lord. And when on thy bosom reclined, thy face I am strengthened to see, my fullness of bliss I shall find, my heaven of heavens in thee. How happy the people that dwell at rest in the city above. No pain the inhabitants feel, no sickness or sorrow they prove. Physician of souls unto me, a part in thy righteousness give, so shalt thou, when death sets me my soul to the city receive. Let me say, I can't take away my eyes from the cross. Jesus, I am never weary. Looking on thy cross and shame, gazing there, I seem to be so near thee. Dear to me, each throb of pain, ever near thee, lingering here, I would remain. Little cared I for the anguish of thy bitter cry, left alone, dear Lord, to languish, all forsaken, left alone, dear Lord, to die. Precious Saviour, I have found thee, all my utmost need required. In thyself, dear Lord, thou found me, all thy loving heart desired. I would praise thee, for from my soul by love inspired, all my sins were laid upon thee, all my guilt was on thee laid. For the blood of thine appointment, all my utmost debt was paid. Dearest Saviour, I believe, for thou hast said, both thine arms are clasped around thee, and my head is on thy breast. For my weary soul has found thee such a perfect rest. Dearest Saviour, now I know that I am blessed. Listen to those eternal words. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Oh, dearer hearer today, look and live forevermore. Amen and amen.